You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, we're covering the Eden Albert by-election. So the board recently had the resignation of board member Benjamin Lee, and that has meant that there has to be a by-election. And so there are three candidates going for the position: Jose Fowler, who is an independent, Bernadette Power, who is for City Vision, and William McKenzie, who's in studio with us today. How are you doing, Will?
Good, James. How are you, man?
Not too bad.
Good.
Sweet. So because this is sort of at a different time to when all the other elections are, it sort of seems like a lot of people don't really know what all the candidates are about. So I'm just wanting to get an idea. So what makes you...
Well, just firstly, the reason for the by-election, which no one knows about either, is that Ben Lee has resigned, but he's got married and he's moved to Austria.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, good for him.
Yeah.
Sweet. So I just want to start off with, what makes you the best candidate for the Albert Eden board?
I've lived in Albert Eden for nearly 30 years, James. I've got a broad range of experience. I worked in sports administration for about 20 years. Then I worked lecturing at AUT and Unitech. Then I did a law degree. In the last 5 years, I've worked in resource management law. So, and in the time in sports admin, I was really involved with local community groups, and I maintained that involvement. We had a community group worried about the expansion of Westfield Mall. I've been involved in Save Chamberlain Park, Friends of Felts Park, and a lot of the sports and community groups that make up our parts of Auckland. And it's a great part of Auckland. It's so close to the CBD.
Yeah, so a huge part is the fact that because we're so close to the CBD, public transport is a big part of where the Mungo division. So
yeah.
What would your plans be for our public transport in this area of Auckland?
Well, all we can do is influence AT in their transport plans. But there is a light rail proposal on the table for about 4 years, as you know, for Dominion Road. I suggest there are options around that. There are ways of doing bus rapid transit that can be a precursor to light rail, that can bring, 90% of the benefits for 10% of the cost. I think that's something that should be looked at. There's also an alternative route for light rail. Instead of going from Mount Roskill straight up Dominion Road, which is very expensive and disruptive, you can just continue straight on to Avondale and come into the CRL on the rail line. And in fact, the Auckland Plan 2012 provides for that and assumed that would be built when they okayed the CRL. So that's a really good option that I'm keen to have looked at. But as you say, public transport is really good in Albert Eden. We've got, Mount Eden Road, Sandringham Road, Dominion Road. They've got great services. New North Road, Great South Road, they're all really good. So we're blessed. Like if you're out in East Auckland or West Auckland, it's really tough. But yeah, we're really lucky living where we are.
So you've mentioned one of the areas which falls under the Mungo division, which is the Mount Eden Village. Mm. And previously there's been issues around almost too many buses coming through and sort of what's happening to the village centre.
Yeah.
And especially with COVID-19, we've seen a lot of business sites go up for lease.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas on how you'd combat this as a member of the Albert Eden board?
Yeah, sure. I think there are 7 shops for lease in Mount Eden Village, and it's going to really change because you can never predict who's going to take those shops out. But in terms of the number of buses going through the village, I think they've reduced post-COVID, so there's probably going to be less of them. And one of the things that can be looked at is moving the bus stops away from right in the middle of the village, because at the moment they're right in the middle there. And I was at a shop yesterday and the buses stop and they rev and they go on. But if you look at many centres, they have their bus stops maybe 100 metres out from the middle. And that means that you're not sort of having these big buses and all these people waiting right on top of the shop. So it could create a more pleasant atmosphere. So that's an option. There's also electric buses on the horizon. There are various ways of doing that, but that would certainly reduce that noise pollution and that diesel pollution that they're getting at the moment. Because those double-decker buses are big, big units, and they're loud and they pump out some fumes. So any way around that would be great.
So moving on from transport, one of the other big things for the Mungo division is Eden Park. So
yep.
Eden Park's always been a huge part of the area, and there's been residents who are opposed to it, and there's people who are really pro for it. Where do you stand on Eden Park?
I'm pro Eden Park. I worked in sport for 20 years. Most of the sport I worked in was played on grass, so I'm pretty keen on it. But I have to say, Nick Sautner has done an amazing job of turning around the public understanding of Eden Park, because now people really get it. They go, oh my gosh, it's actually the only really world-class venue we've got. You could argue Westpac in or Sky Stadium in Wellington is pretty good, but Eden Park is really world-class. It's got all the facilities, capacity for 40,000 people. It can put on a great cricket match, great rugby matches, great soccer matches, and now great concerts. And it's been sitting there underused. So my colleagues who are currently on the local board for Albert Eden worked really hard to get the concerts across the line and to get a financially stable position for Eden Park. And it's great that that's been achieved. And from now on, it's onwards and upwards. And like, look at how Kingsland's taken off in the last 10, 15 years.
So what is your number one priority if you're elected as a member of the Albert Eden board?
Well, there are two or three things that are up there for me, but my number one priority is to listen to people, to hear what they want out of Albert Eden and Mungerfowl and their local area. And of course, your politicians tend to think that they know all the answers, but we're really there to listen to people and address their concerns. And so that's my number one priority.
So I know that's what the other candidates are saying as well. So what
are they? They didn't say it on Tuesday.
What makes you different from the other candidates going forward for this position?
Look, I'm not a comparison for my purposes, but I'm whom I am. I do listen to people. One of the first things I learned in working in sport is that if you've got a group of people, like 100 people involved in your sport, and you've got some proposal, you can't just turn up to a meeting, say, this is how it's going to be done, and expect people to cooperate. They're not. You need to say, here are some ideas. What do you think? How can we improve this? How can we do this better? And what you get is 100 minds working on something instead of one, and you end up with a way better result. So that's been the way I've worked for the last 30 years. And I do that in my legal practice, and when I was lecturing, trying to address students' real concerns. So, I feel I've got a track record in doing that and can be trusted to keep doing that.
Sweet. Thank you so much for talking to us, Will. And for everyone listening out there, if you're in the Mungerfowl division, make sure you go out and vote, because local bodies elections are just as important as the national ones, and just make sure you're getting the representation that you want. And talking on that, I talked to Jose Fowler, who's one of the other candidates for the board earlier today, and I'm just going to play that so you guys get an idea of what he's about as well.
I think it's a very interesting election. So do you understand? So I'll just let you know why I'm going for it. At the moment, if Bernadette wins, that means the ward goes 5-3 to City Vision. If Will wins, because there's an arrangement with City Vision and CNR at the moment, because they both got 4-4 the last time, is that City Vision have been in the chair, therefore the casting vote, for the first 2 years, and then in October it swings back to CNR, so CNR effectively have control of the ward. So if Will wins, so if I stand, I can actually be the swinger who could actually swing either way with City Vision, whatever, and actually get them across the line. So it's for the first time ever that an independent voice or vote carries a huge amount of clout in the fact that it's not a wasted vote at all. So it's I believe it's an extremely interesting election from that perspective. So, and I hope the electorate understand that.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a really interesting election, and the other two candidates are standing for the two main sort of parties when it comes to local body elections. So what makes you the best candidate for the Albert Eden board?
I'm giving the neighbours what they want, not what political parties want. I'm not aligned to a political party. I'm an independent, and I'm that Mr. Neutral guy. I believe if City Vision had an idea worth supporting, I'd support them. If CNR had an idea worth supporting, I'd support them as well. But really, as long as it's aligned with what I believe neighbours want.
And so what are some policies or some changes that you want to bring into the Albert Eden board?
I think we all sit on everything about, you know, delivering better value for rates, safer neighbourhoods, better transport solutions, better park facilities. These are all just normal things. But I'm more about genuine consultation, taking the views and opinions of neighbours seriously and getting some action on them.
So you mentioned transport, and both of the other candidates running for this position both have a background in public transport. What do you bring to the table when it comes to skills?
Hey, look, at the end of the day, when you're in council, we're surrounded by experts. You know, we don't need board members to be experts in those particular fields. We just need to know how it impacts the neighbours and whether they're happy with these solutions. There's no point having an expert saying, I'm going to deliver a great transport solution if it just doesn't fit into you know, what we as neighbours want.
So when it comes to yourself and neighbours, what's your number one priority when it comes to the Mung Pho division?
Hey, I think you've, if you knew about me, I'm very passionate about Eden Park. I've been equally as passionate about Chamberlain Park, which is, but I'm all about you know, good parks and facilities for families. I'm a cycling coach. I've been a rugby coach, triathlon coach within the schools, within the subdivision. So I understand the needs in that respect, and I want to make sure that those facilities are always there and top quality ones for our neighbourhood.
So that was Jose Fowler, who is an independent candidate for the Albert Eden by-election that's going forward. And just before that, we had Will McKenzie, who's with Communities and Residents. So make sure, if you're in the Mung Pho region, or the division in the Albert Eden board, and I'm sure there's quite a few of you out there who are, make sure to go and vote. You should have received a letter about it, and a voting closes next week from my understanding, and I'm sure we'll get results within time. So make sure to not only look at the two that we just talked to, but there's also Bernalette Power, and they've all got bios which are in the letters sent out to you or on the Auckland Council website. And I'm sure they have their own websites which go more in depth about what they want for the Mung Pho region.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.